So let's review. Amar Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, lo yishanu ele lemalus, aval lishpech aser. Although the Mishnah permits drawing water onto a balcony that has mechitzes, there are two versions of whether Rabbi Bar Rav Huna allows disposing of water from a balcony, where the water will certainly then flow beyond the area directly underneath the mechitzes of the balcony. All agree, however, that we may pour waste into a cesspool in the chatzar, because they generally become absorbed in the ground. Therefore, even if it overflows out into the Rosh Hashanah, it is unintentional and indirect. The Mishnah on the previous daf continued. Two side-by-side balconies, with one higher than the other, and the upper balcony has a mechitza tluya, a 4x4 tefach hole with a 10 tefach partition coming down from it, in order to draw water from below. And as the Gemara later explains, this partition on the upper balcony was built b'shutfas in partnership with the residents of the lower balcony, so that they have drisus aregel, the right to use the upper balcony to draw water. Therefore, neither balcony may use the hole without an eruv. Amrav hun amrav, leishanu ele b'smucha, ava b'mufleges el yonim uteres. This is only true when they are within four tefachim of each other, side by side. But if one is off to the side of the other by more than four tefachim, the upper one can draw water without joining an eruv with the bottom one, because Rav holds, Ein adam Israel chaver derech aver. If one's only access to his neighbor's rishus is by throwing something through the air, he does not restrict the neighbor's rishus. This topic is discussed at length on the Pedalim Beis. Amar Rabba, Amar B'chia, V'Rab Yosef, Amar B'Oishia, Yesh Gezel B'Shavas. Even though one regularly uses his neighbor's chorva, more often than the owner himself uses it, he is not considered to have rights in this rishus. The chorva machzeres labailam. It remains a separate rishus of his neighbor, and he must make an eruv with him in order to carry there on Shabbos. Amar Rabba, U'meisvina Shmaitin. Rabba asked that this seems to contradict our Mishnah. Although the people from the lower balcony regularly use of the upper balcony to draw water, they do not have legal rights to use it. If so, why do they ask for its use? The lower balcony helped pay for the mechitzas of the upper balcony, and they are halachically authorized to use it. Still, if the lower balcony builds their own mechitzas, they are disassociating themselves from the upper balcony and no longer need to join in an area for the upper balcony to be able to carry. Zog the Mishnah. In a chatzah which is smaller than 4x4 amas, we may not pour wastewater into it on Shabbos unless we build a cesspool that can hold two saw of water below the level of the overflow hole. The Gemara asks, my time. Why would it be mutter to pour the waste into a larger chatzah? The Gemara cites two opinions. Amar Rabba, m'nei sh'adam osur l'estapik sosayim mayim b'chol yom. People typically need to dispose of two saw of water each day. And in a large chatzah, they can sprinkle this amount on the ground lezalfon to keep the dust down without the water running into the Rosh Hashanah. If the chatzah were 16 square amas in a long rectangular shape, it would be aser, because there is no need to make it presentable and people would not sprinkle the water. When the Mishnah goes on to permit a chatzah and a chsadra whose measurements equal dalet amas together, it is probably referring to a case where they form a square and not a rectangle. Reb Zeira Amar, Arba amis taimi, pachas ma'arba amis loy taimi. In an area larger than 4x4 amis, the water can be absorbed in the ground, but in a smaller area, it will inevitably run off into the Rosh Hashanah. Even a chatzah of 16 square amis in a long rectangular shape would be mutter, since it too can absorb the water. And the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds, bivshuhu kamer, dalet amis b'shusharabim, sheifchen l'teichem mayim b'shabbos. We may pour water into a drain that runs from a chatzar into the Rosh Hashanah as long as it is covered for the first four amas in the Rosh Hashanah. Rashi explains that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds that the heter is that it can get absorbed into an area of dalet amas, and it is not his intention for the water to go out to the Rosh Hashanah. The Chacham hold that no matter how long it is, one may not pour directly into the drain unless he pours onto a roof from where it flows down into the drain. The Chacham hold that the heter is lezalfon, keeping it in chatzar, but pouring it directly in a way that it will inevitably go out to the Rosh Hashanah is aser. Chananya holds that even pouring on a roof is aser, since a roof never absorbs, it's like pouring directly into the drain. The Gemara quotes two versions of how a braisa applies the heter to pour water. B'med v'mamurim b'maisach chama, av maisach shamim sheifich v'shainav einan imna. Rav explains this braisa as follows. We are only limited to using a cesspool in the summertime, when people who see water gushing out of his gutters will think you may always pour out water. But in the rainy season, all gutters are gushing water, nobody will think that he is pouring out the water. Rav Nachman explains, "B'meisek shamim uka machzik sasayim nisler sasayim." In the rainy season, we may pour out the amount of water that corresponds to the capacity of the cesspool. Abaya adds, even more than its capacity. Since all gutters are gushing water, nobody will think that he's pouring out water. In the summer, he may not pour any amount of water into a cesspool that does not have the capacity of a full tusa, out of concern that people will pour tusa into it, which will then noticeably go out to the shasarabim, and people will think that all pouring out of water is permitted. The Mishnah continues. V'chein shtei dyutais. Two balconies overlooking the same chatzar, and the residents of only one balcony made a cesspool, the residents of the other balcony may not pour water into the chatzar. At first, Rava thought that this would be usr, even if they joined in a single erev. But the Gemara concludes that Rava says this is only usr if they haven't joined in a single erev where there is concern that they may bring out the wastewater and kalim to the cesspool in violation of carrying without an erev.